CITR 101.9 FM. I forget how long that song is, or not long. Hi, everybody. And then we got
Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky.
This is Ink Studs on CITR 101.9 FM. I am joined in the studio today by my good friends, Robin Constabaris.
Hello, listeners.
And Brian Fukushima.
What up, everybody?
Holla. That song we're just listening to is a Twitter song made by Brian Fukushima called Ink Studs Radio Program. Brian has been doing these wonderful songs for folks on Twitter. If they're there at the right time and they request in time, he will do them a song.
Yeah. Just a fun... I used to write a lot of songs, then I found I wasn't writing a lot of songs, so I thought, well, how can I get going quickly on this? So I decided to do like an audio sketchbook kind of thing, like really quick songs for people. And the best thing to do is you go on Twitter and you go, who wants a song? And there's 100 people who will go, me. And then, you know, you look at their profile. If you see something interesting, you can write something about them. Or if you happen to know them, such as you or some other people on there.
You happen to know me. And I'm so deep. The lyrics are Ink Studs. Comic.
Radio program, Insta. Radio program, program about comic books. Comic books.
I have a question about your Twitter songs.
Oh, yes, let's hear it.
Can they only be 140 notes long?
Oh, I didn't think about that. They're certainly not longer than a minute and 40, that's for sure. There's one that's 3 minutes because someone dared me to. But they're usually just sort of 30, 40, 50 second songs. It's fun.
Epic.
Yeah.
Or not
or
epic.
Not
the opposite.
Sort of the opposite.
Of
yeah.
Epic.
Very, very low key.
The antithesis of epic.
Yeah.
Now, this week's Ink Studs is a little different. Normally, it's pretty cut and dry. I do an interview with folks about comics, talk about their comic books, comics they create, and you listen to me asking hopefully interesting questions for an hour. This week, we are doing this week and next week is the CITR funding drive. And so I asked Brian and Robin to come in this week because I like talking to them and they both like to talk.
What a jerk.
to join me for an hour, and I've posted on the Ink Studs Twitter, folks want to call in, they can call in and ask us questions, have something to say, be interesting. Keep in mind, you know, someone's parents are listening, someone's kids are listening. If you keep that in mind, I don't care. But the main thing is right now CITR is doing a funding drive to raise funds so we can help make the station a better place. We have all sorts of goodies to give away for folks that do donate to the drive. I'm just going to do a quick rundown of the pledge levels. For $30, you can get a Friends of CITR card. $60, a Friends of CITR card and a record bag. CITR record bag, I should say. $101.9, because we're 101.9 FM, in case you didn't know. And you're listening online and not on the FM dial.
Oh, you throw in the extra 10 cents, that's what I say. Come on.
102?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No. You get a Friends of CITR card, a CITR record bag, and a limited edition surprise. Now, they said what the surprise was, but I forgot what it was.
And you get to have CITR.
And you get to have CITR.
That's a pretty big incentive, I would say.
I think so. Yeah. It's I've been listening to CITR since I was 16, when I was living
four years. Wow.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah. We're going to ignore all my gray hair right now.
I first listened to CITR in 1983.
My goodness.
And I thought it was so cool.
Nice. Yeah. What attracted to you at it?
Well, at that time, I only had access to stations like CFN and CFOX. And in those days, CFN was like a top 40 music station. But that wasn't the kind of music I liked listening to. So we didn't have the internet when I was a kid, right? So
me neither.
Yeah, we just had
'80s, huh? No internet.
So, well, you know, early '80s. So that was your access to alternative music, right? Nightclubs and radio. Yeah, and really late night television when videos first started appearing.
What was it? City Limits?
I can't remember. There was some show. It was on at midnight on Sunday nights, so where I saw my first rock videos.
Oh, yeah. What was the What's the Stu Jeffries show? Good Rockin' Tonight? Was it Good Rockin'
Tonight? No. It was some. It was had video in the name, but yeah, it was
video hits.
Yeah. What, and I was like, what is this strange thing? Where did these videos? And a lot of the videos were just like Bounds, like on stage playing.
Oh, of course.
And if it, they
Top
ever,
of the Pops.
Yeah. Or they would have like a Beatles video where they would just like cut together like different footage. And
I'm going to interject and continue the funding drive information.
It's funny that you used the word interject. We were just talking about interjection on the way here.
That's right. If you want to call in and donate, the phone number here is 604-822-8648. That's to donate, 604-822-8648. And I'm also going to mention, I have gotten a whole whack of donations from some pretty swell publishers and folks. And I'm going to go through that right now. I have Children of the Atom, wonderful book collection of strips by Dave Lapp from the Georgia Strait back in the early aughts.
I think that was the 90s. Yeah.
Paper Cut Heart, another book by Conundrum Press. Witness My Shame by Sherry Boyle, also Conundrum Press. Great Canadian artist. Her stuff is amazing. I love her work. I found a copy of Nagadod in my... I do a lot of comic shopping, and I found a copy of Nagadod that was signed by Mark Bell, Owen Plummer, Amy Lockhart, Jason McLean, and I think Terry Plummer signed it. A whole bunch of other people. There's some doodles in the front of it. So I brought that in for folks to get.
Wow. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so many signatures, you can't even read the comic.
Is that for
they've drawn a whole other comic on top of that comic.
That's right. Is that for the premium $1,000 donation?
No, that's for the $30 donation.
Whoa!
Wow!
There's never going to be a better deal than that.
All the ones I'm reading right now are $30. Some of them are two for $30. You just ask when you call in at 604-822-8648. Other things is Annie Koyama sent me a wonderful package of comics, including issues 1 and 2 of Michael DeForge's Lose.
Nice.
Dustin Harbin's Diary Comics.
Nice.
And this little mini comic about Kraftwerk.
Never heard of
Kraftwerk? It. The
band?
Industrial German bound?
Synth pop.
Well, yeah, all right, early synth pop.
Kraftwerk with a K.
I guess they're like less industrial. They're more, you're right.
They kind of predated the industrial.
Yeah.
And their early
stuff. They
really
set the bar, too.
They did. I saw them live in Seattle. Religious experience.
Oh, yeah. I also listened to Kraftwerk during those formative years, and I'm sure I heard Kraftwerk on CITR.
I remember once listening on a Friday night, and someone played the full 25-minute version of Autobahn.
Oh, I used to drive my mother crazy with that because she said I could listen to one song in the car. 25 minutes long.
Other wonderful books we have available. We had this crazy Marvel trivia book. Oh, we should have brought that into the booth and tried it out.
I'm going to go
will.
Get it. I'm going to go. I'll be right back.
Okay. Dude, yeah. It's really, really cool.
we're gonna try out some Marvel trivia.
Although,
on
my first like thumb through it, the first like, it's got this little digital trivia little box in the bottom corner that asks you questions, and the whole book is just questions about Marvel. And the first one I looked at had a grammatical error in it. And like I always seem to find I'll flip to a page and I'll always find the typo or something.
Stay away from my book.
oh, is there one in there?
I don't know. There's probably.
It's like a scavenger hunt or something.
It is. I'm going to continue the list. Wilson, Daniel Clowes' latest book. It's wonderful, sad, depressing. I love you, Daniel Clowes. Nipper by Doug Wright, a collection of good Canadiana strips from the 60s. I think it was 50s and 60s. Don't Get Lonely. Poof, the hero book. All three of those books are from Conundrum Press, all completely different artists. Really fantastic stuff. Also, My Life is Afoot by, I think it was Richard Suicide, R. Suicide. I forget his name right now.
Is that his real name?
I doubt it. He's French. He's Quebecois. It's his first.
That's Richard.
Because you know how like people like your name, like if it was Carpenter or something, was because you were a carpenter. So maybe like his ancestors all committed suicide.
I doubt that.
That's a very happy family. remember, call in to donate 604-822-8648. And at the $60 level, you can get a DC Comics poster book from came out from Chronicle Books of all places It's odd. Not published by DC, but it's a beautiful book. Lots of great covers. Picture This, the latest Linda Barry book. A collection of four novels of different Victorian takeoffs, like Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, and I forget what the other ones are. Give us a call, 604-822-8648, and
You know what I like? I like that. I've never known this before, but the phone number, this phone number here, it's 604-UBC-UNIT.
Unit.
I like it.
There you go. 604 UBC.
Reminds
unit.
Me of Randy Johnson.
So I was out of the room for a minute, but you remembered to mention you have a copy of Wilson.
I mentioned Wilson while you were out of the room.
Very, very good book.
Very good.
Oh, I also wanted to say about we were talking about the you know how people say like PIN number and ATM machine, and what was the other one that you said?
Well, I said sub building. That's what got us onto it.
Now, one that I've been thinking of is DC Comics. Doesn't the C in DC stand for comics? Detective Comics comics? Come on. You should just call it D Comics.
Wow. I never reference DC, but I'm gonna start calling them D Comics. When I do.
I think Brian just dropped a bomb.
I cracked the code, man.
I forgot to mention.
There's gonna be G-Man looking for me after
this. He's gonna have his own ring, a decoder ring.
Decoder ring. Oh. At the $30 donation, I also forgot to mention there is Dave Cooper's latest art book, Bent, which is lovely.
Beautiful.
It stops my heart. I will be doing an event with Dave Cooper.
It stops your heart? It makes mine go faster.
It stops my heart. I'm doing an event with Dave Cooper in Toronto on the 28th of November at the Beguiling. I'm very excited about that. Also, at the $60...
You know what, though? If you're an artist, you should not get that book because it just makes you give up.
No way, dude.
Let me finish this, and I'll tell you a story. Also, from Top Shelf Books, I have Eddie Campbell's hardcover Alec Omnibus collection. Very lovely comics. Best autobio comics you're ever going to find, almost. We could have some arguments over what is the best. I love Eddie Campbell. He's one of my top. Also, Make Me a Woman by the wonderful, talented, charming Vanessa Davis. It's one of my picks of the year for one of my favorite books, and I think it is most fabulous. Okay. So, I don't even know if I can tell this story on air. Well, apparently, when a bunch of guys... I can't stop now. James Jean, when he was in art school, very famous painter now, when he was in art school, some friends, friends with some friends of mine or other cartoonists, and one guy said, don't look at his sketchbook. Why? Because you're just going to want to stop doing art, and it's just going to beat you up. And that's the Process Recess collection, that first one.
Mm.
Doing that in art school. And someone told me a story that apparently him and some other folks from the SVA used to go and just do sketches for people on the subway in New York as like promotion for the SVA.
Well.
Wow. Well, I have another art school story. Remember Art School Confidential, the film by Terry Zwigoff and Dan Close?
Yep.
And I, like, okay, that wasn't the best movie ever made, right? But you know how there was that character that's the undercover cop that's doing all those paintings? I loved those paintings. And, like, ever since, like, I saw the movie, I've been thinking about, wow, I wonder, like, who did those paintings? And I finally investigated, and yes, they were by a young Dan Close. They were his paintings from art school.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, in Ghost World, the art by Enid Coleslaw.
That was Sophie Crumb.
Sophie
right?
Crumb.
Yeah. She's really good.
She has a new art book out now from Norton, same publisher that published Crumb's Genesis.
Art very book? Successfully mixes art book? Like Aline Kaminsky's style with Robert Crumb's style, right? She's the product of her genes.
And I think without either of their neurosis.
I don't know if that's... Can you heal in one generation?
It's a lot of neurosis to come down from. So remind folks, 604-822-8648. And if you want to call in and chat with us, that's cool too. 604-822-2487.
Should we come up with three reasons to donate?
I think. Let's hear some reasons, Robin.
Okay, well, I think it just makes you feel good. Next time you listen to CITR, it'll be a little bit of you that you're hearing. You know, you'll really feel like it's you're part of the CITR community.
Do you have a reason, Brian?
'Cause radio is awesome, and everyone is, man, you know, like... everyone's all up on internet and stuff, and I love internet. Don't get me wrong, I love internet. But there's something about radio, like, it's present. You know, even, I don't know, like, podcasts and things are great, and you can listen to them wherever you want, but when it's live and it's happening right now, it's exciting, you know? I don't know, it's human. It's more human than internet. Internet is,
there we go,
is a separate thing altogether. But don't forget about radio, everybody. Radio is good stuff.
Radio is edgy, and it's kind of risky because, like, there's no delay, there's no censorship. If
at
you
least
say
in
something
Canada.
Wrong,
at least in Canada,
then it's been said.
Yeah, that shit's that's a really good point.
That's if you believe there's such a thing as saying something wrong.
Well, I think. Ask what's her name, Laura Schlesinger, if you can say something wrong.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it's time for a quick song break.
All right. Are we going to hear another Twitter song?
I think we are. What Twitter song should we play, Brian?
He means quit.
Well, you know what? You were just talking about Annie Koyama, so I did one for her.
Oh. Let me find it.
There's quite a lot there. There's
a lot here.
I recognize quite a lot of those names, too.
Dude, how many songs
it's
do
called,
you do?
It's called Shopper. There's 62 of them so far, and I'm not done. Someone suggested that I do 140 of them, but I don't know if I can do 140 songs.
Okay, what's
I think you can. You're already like a third of the way there.
I know. Well, that's the thing. I can just keep going, and you know, I try not to repeat myself, and I try to keep doing. But you know, as any artist is going to kind of have their own little signature things, trademark little. I don't know. Like songwriters will often have you'll hear like a part of their melody and be like, that sounds like that other song you did. You can't help it.
You know, I always remember Neil Diamond like hearing his song Blue on the radio and realizing he totally ripped off on Klein Notch music.
Wait, what?
You know, like song Blue, right? That song by Neil Diamond. It goes ding 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 ding. Sounds exactly like one of the Mozart songs and Ein Klein Notch music.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he had no idea that he wrote
it. Well, there's no copyright on Mozart anymore.
It's well, it gets into your conscious or your subconscious, right?
It's true.
Oh, there's also the story of that woman that wrote that book, Larry Potter.
Uh-oh.
And her name was like E.K. Howling. And she wrote this book called Larry Potter about this boy wizard that went to Hogwarts and there were muggles and stuff. And then I guess it went out of print. So probably J.K. Rowling, like, read that at some point in her life. And it just became... No, it's true. This woman sued her.
I call bullshit on that. I think...
Look it up. This is not an urban myth. I followed this story when it was happening.
No,
I love Harry Potter, right?
I believe it involves time travel, actually. I think that probably is her. Went back.
What I think is, like, she read it at some point and then maybe didn't even know where she got these ideas.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
right?
That happens
then,
to everybody.
Yeah.
You can't avoid it.
Yeah.
And so thinking that you own your ideas is kind of foolish. So you just gotta go for it, and then until someone calls you on it, and then you just say sorry, and you're done.
I was when I was putting the Ink Studs book together, I was talking to a comic writer I really respect who writes about comics, and I was saying like, what is the kind of ownership I have over this stuff? And he's like, all you have ownership is you, as far as whether or not people respect you or not.
Wow.
All you have is your reputation, Robin.
Yeah,
and maybe not even that. The way the internet's going.
Oh, I've got a bad reputation. Now, Brian,
yes.
What was the name of that Koyama song?
It's called Shoppers Drug Mart with Annie Koyama or something.
I don't think it's up here.
I guarantee you it is.
Is it near the bottom?
Go up, 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 up. Stop.
Oh, there we go. All right. Okay, we'll be right back. Ink Studs, CITR, 101.9 FM.
In like 30 seconds.
Right back.
Yeah.
Shoppers Drug Mart, Annie, did you happen to know? They carry Dr. Utker pizza and Schneider's bologna and all six Scott Pilgrim books. This is how a Canadian drugstore looks. Shoppers Drug Mart, Annie, did you happen to know? Happen to know? Shoppers Drug Mart, Annie, did you happen to know? Happen to know? I'm at Shoppers Drug Mart with Annie Koyama. I'm at Shoppers Drug Mart with Annie Koyama.
back. Wow.
For those who've never done a radio show, you kind of group while the song's playing, like you kind of queue up your other stuff. And when you only have 30 seconds, it's not enough time.
We're not meant to be, I mean, I guess you could play three in a row or something, but.
Thank you, Patrick, for donating. He's picked up the Koyama package. So,
let this be a lesson to you. Act now or forever hold your regrets.
Inkstud, CITR 101.9 FM, Funding Drive, 604-822-8648. And if you want to call in and just chat with us, that's allowed. 604-822-2487. But I prefer you go and donate money. 604-822-8648. We're taking pledges $30 for Friends of CITR card and one book from the long list. Should I throw my voice out and do it again? Go through the list?
I can read some of them out if you want.
Can you read my writing, though?
Probably
and
not.
I want to point out that $30 for a brand new friend is a steal of a deal.
Wait, what?
Well, you get your friend of CITR card, right?
So your friend...
$30 for a brand new friend.
Yeah. You know what? A lot of friends are a lot more expensive than that, let me tell you. Well, okay, let me see here. We have Children of the Atom. I can almost make this out. Paper Cut Heart.
Yeah.
With Asshame.
Witness my shame.
Witness my shame.
You said house.
Nog-a-dog. Nog-a-dog. Is it Nog-a-dog?
No, it should be Nog-a-dod.
Nog-a-dod.
My,
not only is your handwriting bad, your spelling is shitty.
That reminds me of the old joke of what do you call an atheist? No, what is it? It's an anorexic adolescent agnostic with insomnia. It's a skinny kid that lies in bed at night wondering if there really is a dog.
Boo! I mean,
I forgot to add dyslexic. That breaks
there
the joke.
Is. Otherwise, the kid's just dumb, I guess. I don't know. We have the, is this the Marvel thing you're talking about here?
Yeah.
Obsessed with Marvel.
Let's
test your knowledge of the Marvel Universe.
Should we test our knowledge?
I think we should test our knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
So this
good
this
stuff.
Book is pretty cool. It's like a really thick hardcover book, and one corner is devoted to this little electronic device that tells you what question to look up.
Okay, random. All right.
Well, no, the device tells you.
The device will have to tell you if you got it right or not.
It won't know if you got it right.
Okay, question 765.
There's a lot
and
of them.
And then you get like a multiple choice answer, which you enter into this little device.
Okay.
Okay.
Whose body was the Vision constructed from?
Ultron.
Ultron 1, the original Vision of the 1940s, Human Torch 1, or Mad Thinker's awesome android.
I think it's... Wait, is it... I think... Is it Human Torch? I don't know. Vision, the robot who can impregnate
a
lady.
You both said Ultron before you even read the options.
No, I said Ultron. I was reading out the options.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
You have a 25% chance of just guessing correctly.
Okay, I'm going to go with... Mad Thinker's awesome android.
I think it's Human Torch.
Incorrect. The answer was Human Torch.
Yeah.
I knew that it was incorrect because if you get the answer right, little fireworks and confetti like shoot out of the book.
Okay. Keep reading.
The book was written by Rip Taylor.
Remember 604-822-8648 to donate.
This book could be yours.
You get all that
and a book. It looks like a
Dungeons and Dragons book. It looks like it's just full of charts or something.
Why did Namor adopt a new costume in Submariner number 67? For public appearances as Atlantis' monarch, as regal ceremonial garb, to help him breathe out of water, or lastly, as battle armor.
Oh, damn. He was tired of, showing off his nippleless chest.
He wanted to be up with this year's fashions.
Neither of those are answers.
Oh. Probably battle. What does it say? What year or anything?
73.
They wouldn't have said battle armor in 1973, would they? That sounds like an 80s thing.
It does kind of sound 80s.
I'm going to go with the Monarch thing. No?
Wrong.
Wrong? Oh.
Did you hear that?
No. Yeah, it was like the saddest little meow.
I don't think we're doing very good at promoting this book.
Anyway,
if you want to feel wrong a lot, like get this book.
you'll learn a lot about the Marvel Universe.
Well, if you're really into Marvel, then it's a really good book.
Okay, keep reading the list.
Okay, so after the Marvel thing, what do we got here?
Well,
we got Wilson. That's the Dan Klaus book.
Did you just call him Diane Kloes?
Diane Kloes. Chloe's. Diane and Chloe. Two young ladies wrote this book. Life as a Foot. This one's called Nipper?
Nipper.
Is that racist? Yeah. Or,
I'm sorry,
suddenly,
Brian Fukushima.
Suddenly very uncomfortable. Israel.
It's How to Understand Israel in 60 Days or Less.
Oh, my goodness.
It's fabulous.
I don't even believe that's possible.
It changed her life.
We should just be giving out a copy of that book for free to everybody then.
A book called Don't Get Lonely. Is that what that says?
Yeah.
Don't Get Lonely. One called Poof.
Yep.
Poof?
Poof.
Poof?
Poof.
Okay.
It's Quebecois, so maybe it is. Poof?
Poof. Hero Pook Bent.
Hero Book?
Hero Book.
And Bent.
Bent is the... Oh, that's the Dave Cooper book.
I like
book.
Hero Pook Bent better. I was like, wow, it's a real trend to have nonsense names for
Hero,
your comic
Hero
book.
Pook, that's the Linda Barry superhero comic, isn't it?
Hero Pook... Oh.
Something?
Because her with her superhero Ernie Pook?
Yes, that yes. one. Yep. Yes.
That took a couple minutes.
Let's see. The DC Comics, is that the poster book?
Yeah.
Aha, uh-huh, you said DC Comics.
Oh my goodness, I can't help it. D-Comics. DC Omics. That's a great big thing, isn't it? It's pretty big.
It's big.
Big format. Picture This. We got four novels.
Yeah, they're the Victorian ones, or based on Victorian ones.
Oh, the Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
And Something in the Sea Creatures, and I should really write them down what they are.
Sense and Sensibility and...
Sense and Sensibilities and Sea Monsters.
Uh-huh.
And I forget the other two.
You right. should play the Sigmund the Friendly Sea Monster song. There's a sea monster comic book.
It's a book, actually. Yeah. It's not a comic.
It's a book.
It's a book.
And then we have Alec...
by Eddie Campbell.
And we have Make Me a Woman.
Is probably the opposite of Alex.
Is it a DIY? Is it?
No,
it comes with scissors.
Come on now. We all know that absence of penis does not a woman make.
I want to point
or
out
does it?
About
Stay tuned.
These big books. That the bigger the book you're reading, the smarter you feel.
And the better it works on the gun show.
Oh, yeah. And if the book has no words in it, like the Dave Cooper one.
You can read a really big book and feel smart and not even have to read any
words. No words at all. You could be illiterate.
There is an introduction.
How often do illiterate people get to feel smart, you know?
I don't know if those two things are necessarily connected.
No, not at all.
I'm going to do a quick song break.
Okay.
It's getting out of control here in the booth.
I can't handle
it. It's pronounced Booth.
We're listening to Fat Tank Slide. Tell us about Fat Tank Slide.
Well, Fat Tank's an on-again, off-again band that's got a real funky groove, and they've got a mission in life.
And you happen to be married to the...
I happen to be married to one of the Fat Tankers.
There we go. Yeah.
I don't know if you're allowed to play this now.
Isn't there a
rule about that?
I don't care.
Anyways, you'll be glad you did because it's really good. Yeah.
CITR 101.9, call in, donate 604-822-8648. This is really taking a while to... Is it really quiet at first?
Is it still locked?
No, it should be playing.
It's locked. Look at the top.
No, it's not locked.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. What's going on, Bryce? What's going on?
It's not at all quiet.
Why isn't it playing? Oh, well. I guess we'll play another Brian Fukushima song. Let's find one that's a minute and a half, Brian. We're going to listen to...
The next thing you know, we're going to have to sing.
I want both of you to be singing to me about how awesome I am.
Oh, put on the Colleen McIsaac one. I like that one. It's not
Colleen?
It's not very long, but it's cool.
Okay, we're going to listen to a song about Colleen McIsaac. We'll be right back. Ink Studs, CITR 101.9 FM.
Can you feel it coming on, Colleen? Coming on, coming on. Can you feel it coming on, Colleen? Coming on, coming on. Autumn is coming, time just keeps on running. The trees and the hills are on fire. Coming, the back of your nasal cavity is twitching. The warmth from the inside, not outside, what you've been wishing for.
You feel it
coming on, Colleen, coming on, coming on. Can you feel it?
And we're back, Inkstud, CITR 101.9 FM. Funding drive, call us in, 604-822-8648 to donate. Boop! A.K.A. 604-UBC Unit. Yeah. That was a couple of songs by Brian Fukushima. We listened to one about Colleen McIsaac, who now lives in Halifax.
Yeah,
used to be from
formerly
Vancouver.
Formerly Vancouver Comics. And then the next one was the Vicky Nerino song from Toronto.
And
Canada.
Vicky is roommates with Britt Wilson, who did the cover of the Ink Studs book.
Yes.
Oh, I like that
there's
cover,
also,
too.
There's also a Britt Wilson song.
We'll listen to that
later,
maybe.
We can listen
maybe.
To it later. We're only playing songs about girls.
Are you saying I'm a girl?
Oh, we did play your song too. Well, your show is like a—it's like a ship. It's like you call it a lady, you know.
Yeah. There
well,
we go.
I wanted to
pull that one out.
I wanted to note that the Vicky Nerino "Lost Her Mind" song really reminds me of the music in that game Loco Roco.
Yeah.
For the PSP, it's awesome music.
It totally is. Yeah.
Did you
that
rip
was
it,
a really
Brian?
Good song?
It may have been an influence. I don't know. I don't know what's going. I was yeah, maybe a bit of that and yeah.
Now we have a caller. I'm going to bring him on. Do we have you there, Joe?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, we do. This is, we have on air a friend of mine, Joe Keating. Now, Joe recently, this year at San Diego, won an Eisner Award.
Ooh, oh, congratulations.
Nice. So, Joe, what's thank the most you, ridiculous Phil. Thing you've done with the Eisner Award?
What is it
God,
shaped
in
like?
In the first place. I mean, really, I got to give credit where it's due. It's really for Pop Gun, which is an anthology I'm executive editor on.
Okay, no deflecting from the question.
Like nine. What's that?
No deflecting from the question.
Hard hitting.
But, no, yeah, I think have it in the first place. Right there, so.
Do they is it a trophy? What do they give you for that?
It's like a globe, like a metal globe with just like Eisner Awards, whatever. I don't have it right here.
But the globe spins,
like,
right?
It's like on a pedestal thing, so you can actually spin the metal globe around. So
less useful than a brick.
Yeah, pretty much.
if you wanted Ignatz, would you use that as the cornerstone in your building?
Yeah.
Well, that would be cool. I would just throw it at, you know, various cats or whatever.
at whatever girl you may be crushing on at the time.
Yeah, oh. Exactly. Yeah, so I figure that's what it's for.
People get arrested for that now, Joe.
Stick with dipping her pigtails in the ink.
So, Joe, what brings you to the Ink Studs today?
Well, I just wanted to call in, support, you know, I think one of my favorite podcasts out there. You know, I really love what you guys are doing. Congratulate you on the awesome book.
Thank you, dude.
I think I'm really happy to see the job that, you know, you and Conundrum, who I wasn't really, I gotta be frank, wasn't really aware of until the book came out, but after checking out various stuff, like the done with Jillian Tamaki and various other people, I've really been blown away. But it's just an amazing amount of work by Canadian cartoonists. A nice job there.
Would you say Canada makes better cartoonists than America?
Oh.
Nah, that's worldwide. Nah. Not really.
What an inflammatory question.
Jeez. I'm trying to make a divide.
You meant it's really edgy.
You meant United States of America, right? Because we are part of North America.
On a very special ink stud. And I was like, what war breaks out between Kane and the Canadian and the U.S. cartoonist?
If Colin was here, he'd be telling us about the Great Pig War of 1869 in...
Yeah, bro. I would high-five Colin for that one.
He actually did that on the show once, brought up the Pig War. It was pretty hilarious. I think that one made it in the book.
So special.
That's all you guys got.
Special,
I'm going to tell you right now.
What are you saying?
You've got that, you've got hockey and Tim Hortons, and I think that's about the extent of it. Right now,
we have the best bacon ever.
It's not bad. I like American bacon a little bit better.
Well, Canadian bacon in the United States is not really Canadian bacon. It's just ham, right?
Yeah,
I like ham. Okay, but
yeah, it's more or less ham we put on pizza. That's basically its main purpose here in America.
I think we got another donation, didn't we, Bryce?
We did. Jordan from Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, thank you, Jordan.
Start bringing up bacon, all of a sudden you get all these donations.
From an American, understanding.
Maybe we better stop this conversation before he takes his donation back.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question, Joe. What's the deal with American cheese? I want to know all things American. Teach us about America.
Sure, I'll take you through a guided tour through the United States.
First of all, you have to start saying tour.
How about that, eh?
No, I think American cheese is fine cheese. I don't see what the big problem is.
Well, we'll just leave it at that.
Well, what a clunker.
What a clunker. Yeah. Thank you for calling in, Joe, and I appreciate your support, buddy.
Not a problem. Good luck with the show.
Thanks, dude. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Joe. Check out his blog. I think it's Joe Keating.
You should have had him say it from his own mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Call back and plug your thing. I don't know.
Are you still there? Nope.
You can type his name into a computer and it will show
you
things.
Joe Keating with an E. Look at the Eisner Awards.
With an E.
With an E at the end.
K-E-A-T-I-N-G-E?
Yes.
Okay, now give Robin a spelling bee name to spell. That's what we're going to do now.
Spell Fukushima.
Uh-oh.
O-F-U-K-I-S-H-I-M-A?
No, it's a Fuku. It's the U in the U.
See, first you took it down off of the computer screen. I've been staring at it for the last half hour. All right, I'm exposed.
You're exposed.
Talking about, but remember how before we made the observation that being illiterate does not mean that you're not smart?
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, comics, you don't need to be able to read them.
Comics. That's true, man. Like, that's how a lot of people start reading, is they look at, you know, comic strips and cartoons and things, and it's because it's short little things that you can, because the pictures are showing you what's happening, you can kind of pick it up that way. It's a good, you know.
Well, a couple of years ago, Robin and I had Francoise Mouly on, who is one of the editors of Raw Magazine, and her latest project is Tomb Books. She's been doing it for about 3 years now, and our interview is in the Ink Studs book, available at finer bookstores now. And we talk about that because she's doing this project with developing readers using comics as a tool for reading and also getting kids into comics at a young age.
Totally.
Suckers.
Comics are now for kids. This just in.
Yeah.
Kids, read some comics. Why not?
And remember, you don't have to know how to read to listen to the radio.
Wow. Well, you need to know some numbers. That's about it.
604-822-8648. Call in and donate.
And you need to know how to write the check.
Oh.
Oh. Well, or just have a credit card. Okay. I'm going to ask another question. Let's see what we got here. Okay. This one's way too long.
You have to.
This one's like this whole full
page thing.
How are
you gonna? Do you know all the answers in that?
Yeah.
No, it tells you the answer.
Oh.
Okay, let's try another one.
All right, while you're doing that, I'd like to update the listeners on the current status of the fundraiser.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah,
Robin.
With Jason's donation, it's up to
Jordan.
Oh my gosh, it's not that we don't appreciate your donation, it's just that
your
I'm not
name
very
is,
bright.
I'm not memorable.
That's not it. Anyway, we're up to $4,874.42.
42 cents.
42 cents.
That is a sweet chunk of change, but it's only 1/6 of the goal.
Okay, our Marvel question, what is Bifrost?
What is Bifrost?
What is Bifrost? Realm of the Ice Giants? The Rainbow Bridge of Asgard?
What?
Whitney Frost Companion? The Blizzard device for creating intense cold.
I'm going to say Rainbow Bridge of Asgard.
Asgard? What was the first one again?
Realm of Ice Giants.
Yeah, I'm going to say that one.
Okay. I'm going to go with Robin, Rainbow Bridge of Asgard. We got it right.
Why would they name that something other than Rainbow Bridge?
I don't think I've ever even read a Marvel comic.
That can't be possible.
That just goes to show that anybody can get a question right in the Marvel comics.
Well, I know I learned something.
I learned what Bifrost is.
Yeah, and I also learned that Thunderbird from 1975 X-Men died in a certain issue, spoilers, and did not, in fact, rename himself Warpath, because I think that was like his brother or something. I don't know.
I have a complaint, actually, about the fun drive. I have a complaint. This is nothing. When you asked me to do this, I was like, oh, I'm just going to be just like John Ritter in Americathon. This is nothing like Americathon.
I don't even know what American
Thong
is.
Yeah, no one knows what that is. I'm sorry.
Am I supposed to be, like, wearing an American thong?
No, American
Because
thong,
I am.
Where they're raising funds to save America because the Japanese... No, Nike's going to foreclose on America.
Whoa.
Starring John Ritter. They don't have any gas left, so they all live in their cars, and everybody, like, goes around on roller skates. And I'm not talking inline skates.
No, of course.
I'm talking like 1970s roller
skates.
That sounds
pretty awesome. Is it a good movie?
Yeah, Meatloaf is in it. And for the finale of the Americathon, they have like he chases around a car and flips the car over and stabs it in the gas tank or the oil tank. And then oil and gas is like spewing all over the place. And it's like,
Don't tell too much of the movie, because I might want to see this.
All right.
My favorite telethon thing is from that Mr. Show sketch where Dr. X wants to blow up the world, and if he doesn't raise $1 million or however much it is, that he's going to like blow up the world. And so he's like holding everybody on Earth ransom, sort of. And it's funny stuff. Comedy. Let me explain this comedy sketch to you really
give
poorly.
Give you the whole deadpan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian.
Maybe this is really fun. I retract my complaint.
There we go. On that note, we got the sound hooked up, so I'm going to play the song. And, it's playing now. There we go.
Uh-oh.
We'll be right back.
Oh, you got to start it from the beginning, dude.
I'm going to start it from the beginning.
Oh, I can't believe it. Fat Tank.
Yeah. Become one of us. Pledge to Fund Drive 2010. Call 604-UBC-UNIT. Visit CITR.ca.
CITR 101.9 FM Inkstuds, the radio show about comics. We have a caller on the air, but I want to play something before I bring her on. Where is it? You failed me.
You're scrolling by much too fast.
While you're doing that?
While we're doing that. You know, I'm just going to bring her on.
Yeah.
Jordan, do we have you?
Hello.
Hello. Where are you right now, Jordan?
I'm in Nova Scotia in Dartmouth.
Dartmouth.
Ooh. Yes. You're even getting your A's right. Your AR's in there, right?
Yep. Oh, yes.
Dirt.
Here's another thing about Canada. How come so many cities are like, you know, it's Halifax on this side of the bay and it's Dartmouth on the other side? How come it can't all just be one city?
We want to make it seem bigger over here.
Like Ottawa and Gatineau. Quebec and whatever that one is on the other side.
Because you want to be able to isolate people and have jazz attacks.
Yeah, jazz attacks.
Like snapping of the fingers.
Yes.
Is that where you do the jazz hands and you shake it at someone?
Yes.
Yeah, but on that,
comes from.
Yeah, on the other side of the town, they do spirit fingers, and, you know, that's our big beef, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm actually not part of this town. I'm being held hostage by the transit system.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Pardon?
What's going on?
Oh, you know, it's... I've officially signed a lease for Halifax, but the transit system's holding me hostage in Dartmouth. It's ongoing. I can't comment on it too much. It might aggravate the situation.
I have to say that in my visit to Halifax and Dartmouth, I did notice there was a transportation issue, somewhat like Vancouver's. Where there's not great transit and there's a lack of cabs. A lack of cabbage.
Lack of cabbage.
Cabbage.
Jordan, how would you handle a lack of
Jordan
cabbage?
Jordan never has a lack of cabbage.
What would even happen if there was a lack of cabbage? Well, I think the air would be cleaner. But
our colons
would probably suffer, you know? We would be going through life without things like halabchi or cabbage rolls to some people.
Sauerkraut.
Yeah, sauerkraut.
All right. So how was Exposé?
Oh, it was pretty good. There was a really nice turnout, as always. It's a free event, so you do get a lot of people who wouldn't normally go to an event like that coming in. And I think a lot of those people actually end up buying stuff, so it's pretty neat.
Hear that, convention organizers? Free entry. Same with Toronto Comic Art Festival. Free entry. And
tons
of people come. Yeah.
Wow.
That's the way to go. Come on. Like, why? What are you? Yeah. Come on. Come on now.
It's pretty much bumping from the time that it opens till about 20 minutes after it closes. So.
Thumping.
Bumping. I think.
Bumping.
Oh. Well, Jordan, thank you for calling in. It's always lovely to hear from you.
Incoming.
Oh, my goodness.
I have another caller coming in.
Jordan, say your website.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my website is 8@8. That's 8.
The digit.
ET8.net.
There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. We love you. Oh, and Jordan did the portrait of me on the back of the Inkstuds book.
Yes.
Ooh, I love that portrait. Good work, Jordan.
Thank you. See you guys later.
Thanks, Jordan.
Bye.
And now we have someone else on air. Do we have you?
Oh.
Hello, Inkstuds, CITR, 101.9 FM. You're on the air. No. No, I guess we lost the person.
That's what you think.
Call back.
Phone boards are lighting up.
We got a new donation there, Mr. Bryce.
Yes, we do. Jordan from Springfield called back.
Whoa.
He liked the show so much, he added another $30.
Holy.
And we also got Justin calling in with a $30 donation.
Thanks, guys.
Wow.
Nice.
Jordan,
only people with J's are allowed.
I wish we could send Jordan some kisses. That's so nice. Yeah.
Also, I just want to mention we're at $4,934.42, which means we could possibly get up to that, 5,000 mark if someone donates what, $66.58?
A couple people should call in.
$65.85?
A couple people should do these. Because $30, like, for, like, you know, like, we're talking about some of these comics, and, like, some of them are worth a lot anyway.
You know, some of these books cost more than $30.
Yeah, and it's like, buy the thing, or, you know, donate to CITR, get the book, feel good about something that you did, and, you know, it's a win.
I have the Fun Drive booklet in front of me, and I just want to let people know, what does it cost CITR to keep people like us talking on the air? I tell you, radio is not cheap. Let's see. Each hour of live broadcasting costs CITR $28. Think there of how go. Many hours there are in a year.
If you
this
like
is
one
like 24/7 radio, right?
I think I have another caller, Robin.
Oh, let's do
I
it.
I want to bring them on real quick because we don't have much time left in the show. CITR, you're on air.
Hey.
Hello. Who am I talking to?
This is Jordan Shively.
Oh, hey, Jordan. Thank you so much for your donations.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
It's and you do Grimalkin Press, which does the lovely Hive anthology, which I've quite enjoyed.
Oh, thank you.
It's a well, nice designed collection of books. So.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. That means a lot.
Now, I got to come up with a question for you. My brain's freezing. What do you love about the Ink Studs? I'm going to be really arrogant. Talk about me.
Well, actually, that's why I was calling in, because I was going to let you know that I actually use your show as, like, teaching myself about comics. Like, I go back through your archives and find, like for instance, when you Gene Heer and Chris Ware talked about Gasoline Alley, and just use it like a small comic class.
Hey,
there we go. Comics class.
Education. I think talking that's comics. Probably the first time Robin and Klaus have been connected. Oh, boom. Robin, you know I'm just kidding you.
Shut up.
Hatred of American cheese that seems to be going on over there.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Jordan.
All right.
And I really appreciate your support.
Oh, yeah, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Jordan Shively's mom probably bringing us a pound cake.
Yeah! Thanks, Mom.
That's secret code right. for something.
Thanks, dude. We've only got about 5 minutes left, so I'm just going to wind up here with what we have as far as the books. Do you want to... Here, I'll do the run-through because...
Oh, sure.
My writing is... painful for you. We have Children of the Atom by Dave Lapp, Papercut Heart, Witness My Shame by one of my favorite folks, Sherry Boyle, Nagadod, not Nagadog, Nagadod by Mark Bell and Friends. It's signed and doodled in. The Marvel Trivia book that we've been using, Wilson by Daniel Clowes, My Life is a Foot by Richard Suicide, Nipper by Doug Wright, it is not racist, How to Understand Israel in 60 Days or Less, Don't Get Lonely, Poof, The Hero Book, Bent by the wonderful Dave Cooper. You can get any two of those books for $60, $30 for one of them, four of them for 101.9, or one of these books for $60, the DC Comic Art Book. Picture This by Linda Barry, four of those novels, which I forgot to get the titles of again. I failed. Alec by the wonderful Eddie Campbell, and Make Me a Woman by Vanessa Davis.
And I'd like to say I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I'm going to make a donation right now.
All right.
Yeah, that's right. As soon as we leave here.
Robin's getting some comics.
That's right.
There we go.
It's kind I'm of, getting your comics.
It's a good stock up. Oh, I found Jordan's song. It's very quick. I'm going to play this really quickly. It's 19 seconds.
Which one? Jordan Shively or Jordan Beauchamp?
How do you pronounce Beauchamp?
Bacon.
Bacon. Okay.
This could would be good if it were just 30 seconds. Not Jordan Beauchamp. It's Bacon. Not Jordan Beauchamp. It's Bacon. Not Jordan Beauchamp. It's Bacon.
Okay, that was quick.
2000 is one of the shortest ones.
They are Twitter songs.
Yeah, I did a song about Jordan Bokong. Bokong?
Bokong, the noodle lovely, house?
Yeah, of course. And also did one, you said Jordan, and I did a song about Jordan Shively, who phoned in too. I don't even know him, but he on Twitter, he's like, I want a song, so I did one about him, and now we're friends.
Oh,
yeah.
What's the name of the song? Oh, I found it. Yeah. We'll bring us a pound cake.
Yep, that's what
I think. I think it's time to...
I thought you just pulled that out of somewhere else.
I think I'm going to play that one now.
All right, let's do it. Wait
waiting on the porch in her sweats, and we're sweating, and we're waiting for your mom to arrive. Yeah, she's coming. Do you think that she will bring a pineapple pancake like she did the last time?
But the time
to be arguing, guys. Jordy Shively's mom is bringing us a pound cake. This is not the time to be arguing, guys. Jordy Shively's mom probably bringing us a pound cake.
I am in love with Brian Fukushima's Twitter songs.
Oh man, there's so many of them. Go to my website, bottomlesspop.com, and go to the music section there, and then under Twitter songs there's like 62 little mini songs, and if you like them you can follow me on Twitter at Brian Fukushima. And next time I asked, hey, who wants a Twitter song, you can write me back and say I want one, and maybe I'll make you one.
Maybe CITR would like one.
Maybe that will happen. CITR,
well, they have to follow Brian and say maybe one.
If people are like, oh, like some of my friends are like, oh, I want a song too. I'm like, well, you're not on Twitter, so get on Twitter, dummy.
Well, wait. No. Stay listening to the radio.
Oh, you can do No. That's the beauty of Twitter. You can do both. People can be live tweeting the show right now if they wanted to.
I probably could be doing more tweeting, but I'm not.
Aw.
You could also call CITR.
604-822-8648 to donate.
We're at the end of our hour, folks. Goes by so fast.
It was really quick today. Thank you so much, Rama Consabaris, Brian Fukushima. I really appreciate both of your help today. It's been a lively show. I'll be back next week. Brian will be here once again, and I'll have Brendan Graham and whoever else he can drag with him. And
I'm finally going to be able to hear Brandon's like conversations through my with the ear cans on, you know, like, cause he's so quiet sometimes, and like sometimes you're like, you know, you're in like a bar or something that's kind of loud, and he's so quiet and subdued. I'm like, I can't quite make out what he's saying. So I'm going to be able to hear it like right in my ear. It's going to be great.
Yeah, he's probably saying something horribly inappropriate about your mother.
He's probably actually just moving his lips. He's coming out.
That's perfect for radio. It's I love that.
It's like a kung fu movie.
He's like a kung fu movie. Okay, I'm gonna leave us off with.
Do you want to play the Christmas one?
Sure.
Go back
to the top.
It's under miscellaneous songs.
Okay.
So just go back one, and then go to miscellaneous songs.
Okay.
And then I think it's the very first one called Santa Claus.
There we go.
A Christmas song.
Okay, we'll leave it off with Santa Claus by Brian Fukushima. Remember, folks, call in, donate, 604-822-8648.
Here comes Spider-Man, here comes Spider-Man, right down Spider-Man Lane. Fixing and blissing and all his reindeer be pulling on them reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stocking, say your prayers, cause Spider-Man comes tonight. Here comes Spider-Man, here comes Spider-Man, right down Spider-Man Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with shit for the fat boys and girls.